The glow of the sun appears above the Earth's curved surface. The Earth and the Moon rest among a layer of clouds and stars. A lion-shaped constellation shines at the center of the universe. Reflective silver letters float among clouds. Lionsgate. The sun shines through the letters. In bright green and pink letters, CBS Films. On a computer. Editing a student newspaper, The Pitchfork.
For generations of high schoolers, you could only be a jock, a geek, a princess, a bully, or a basket case. But times have changed. Jocks play video games, princesses are on antidepressants, and geeks basically run the country.
Molloy High School.
I thought we were living in a brave new world, a place without labels. But every so often, there's that one moment in high school that changes your perspective on everything.
Ooh, showtime.
And for me, it happened senior year, about a month before homecoming. I was cruising the halls with my two best friends.
Jess Harris. I would bang her so hard we'd both need helmets.
In a digital presentation, Jess Harris, hashtag the kind one, aspiring fashion designer, Zen Buddhist.
Yeah, that's not me.
Casey Cordero.
Their eyes scan up her legs. Casey, a brunette, struts beside the blonde Jess.
I would play Call of Duty with her all night.
What?
And bang her hard, too, to the point of needing helmets.
Yeah, yeah,
that
right.
Too. Yeah.
A digital presentation. Casey Cordero, hashtag the tough one. She scores a goal in a soccer game. Striker. She works on three monitors. Hacker.
Nope, not me either.
Show's over.
Just Bianca.
His friend nods. Bianca, with lank dark hair, wears overalls. She thumps her chest and burps.
That's me.
A digital presentation. Bianca Piper, hashtag the other one. Cult film fanatic. Honor roll student.
Martin Van Buren. Nickelback. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Adequate violin player, she turns to a frowning bandmate.
Huh?
Boys gawk as the three friends walk the hall.
Jess has the hottest ass. Casey has the hottest rack.
Bianca, she has the hottest friends.
Yeah.
A title appears, The Duff.
Homecoming tickets, homecoming. Hey, get your homecoming tickets now. It's half price now or double that.
We're gonna be late.
Hey, Jess. Hey, Casey. Homecoming tickets?
Oh, we bought ours online.
All right, cool. See you there.
Thanks.
And I will not be attending, so.
Oh, my God. We do this before every dance.
Yeah, but I don't feel like going. There's a Vincent Price marathon on, so I gotta watch that.
Who's that?
Shit. There's Senor Gomez. I'm failing Spanish.
Buenos dias, Jess y Casey.
Buenos dias, Senor Gomez.
Subtitle, see you in third period. The best period. May third period defeat and drink the blood of all other classes. WTF, question mark.
Okay. Minnie Stalin, dead ahead.
Meet Madison Morgan. As she would tell you herself, she's the hottest girl in school. Even the gay guys want to date her.
I would totally bang the shit out of her, but I wouldn't like it.
Madison's hair bounces, a digital presentation. Madison Morgan, hashtag future reality star.
Love.
Madison mimes vomiting behind her friend's back, passive aggressive. She knocks books from a student's hands.
Sorry.
Aggressive aggressive.
So yeah, she was a bitch. Were we fake friends with her? Kinda.
Girls, party at my place. I'm sure you've heard of it. Caitlin, can you make sure you get an insert shot of them opening it?
Yep, on it.
Oh yeah, I'm doing a video about the party for my YouTube channel.
Well, wait, you're having a party on a Wednesday? On a school night?
Yeah, I can do that.
Damn, dude. All right, well yeah, we're in.
Ooh, Bianca, you have to have an actual invite to get in, and I only have a certain amount. But if anything changes, I'll let you know.
Casey smirks.
Problem solved.
Oh, hey. Look at that.
Half of the invitation.
Wonderful.
Madison turns.
Can't wait. Should I bring anything or... Well, okay.
In a classroom.
Anna Palm and Lena, where are we on the school lunch article?
We thought we would make it about how the prices of ice cream have gone up 15 cents in the cafeteria, and...
That's a bit vanilla, pardon the pun, but you're missing the meat of the story. Our school serves pizza 5 days a week. paid by taxpayer money that is used to cover us against pizza-induced diabetes. Now, that's a school lunch story. Boom. Copy that, circle it, write it. Huh? Nailed it. I'm so proud of me. We came up with that idea together, but mostly me. Okay. Next up, final assignment, all right? It's a doozy, but it's a real feather in the cap for any reporter worth their salt that wants to comment on the social life of the school. Anyone?
Jess glances at Bianca.
Not all at once. No one. No one at all. Any takers?
Bianca hides her face.
Bianca. Just the gal I was hoping for.
Hello.
Okay. I want you to step out of your comfort zone and bring your special brand of journalistic gravitas to an article about homecoming.
Jess smirks.
Specifically, what homecoming means to me. I mean, not to me. I never went to a dance when I was a kid. Kind of a nerd.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Arthur, but with all due respect, I'm...
You're honored and thrilled to lend that Bianca Piper magic. You want to do your thing and put some stuff in the words and make a pop? That's so nice of you. You don't have to do that. Oh, no, you did. I didn't say that. Yes, you did. And thank... No, I didn't. I didn't. Yes, you did. And I thank you. Oh, no, You did. And I thank you.
Yeah, that's not where I was going with that.
Casey crosses to them.
I'm sorry. What homecoming means to me? What are we, 5 years old? What is this?
Look, I'm sorry, V. I know it sucks, but maybe it's the universe telling you you need to be there.
Please don't start with the universe with me this early in the morning, okay? Everything and everyone can suck it.
Okay, it's not the end of the world.
Oh, well, that's easy for you to say. I don't have a date.
I can fix that.
Jess whips out her phone and scrolls.
Jack Rebus. Tiny hands.
Mark Warshaw.
Smells like trash.
Charlie Piper.
Charlie Piper. My cousin Charlie Piper?
Well, people don't know that. Okay, I will keep looking. We'll find someone.
Although Jess's menu of dudes was never ending, there was only one guy I wanted to be my date. And that's him, Toby Tucker.
A digital presentation. Toby Tucker, hashtag my future baby daddy. He drinks water and shakes out his hair. Amazeballs. He pulls on a sweater and flicks his hair. Amazeballs. He sits on a moped wearing sunglasses and shakes out his hair. Amazeballs.
I couldn't work up the courage to say three words to Toby. No, literally, three words.
Playing guitar, he waves.
Okay. Bye.
Bianca leaves the music room. Ugh. At her locker.
Woo! We're gonna kiss. Ah!
Jeez. You know those people you grow up with? Maybe you took baths with them when you were little, but now they just annoy the shit out of you. I give you Wesley Rush.
A digital presentation. Wesley Rush, hashtag football captain. A shirtless Wesley romps in a bedroom opposite Bianca's. Man whore. Bianca cringes. And Bianca's neighbor.
Hey, neighbor.
Wesley.
I saw you watching some weird Japanese horror movie last night.
Were you spying on me?
A, don't leave your curtains open. And two, it's kind of hard to miss a bunch of Japanese people running and screaming for their lives. Looked horrible, by the way. All that reading?
Those would be subtitles.
Super. Where are your girls at?
Who wants to know?
The only man in your life.
Wesley, you wouldn't be in my life if you were the only man left on the planet.
Sticks and stones, B. Speaking of stones, rock hard abs.
No.
Touch them.
No. No one wants that.
Raise them.
Hey, there you are.
Madison pulls him into a kiss.
Wesley and Madison were known around school as the relationship strobe light. On again, off again, 1,000 times.
Madison eyes Bianca as they kiss.
Okay.
Madison slaps Wesley.
Bianca, wow, this is awkward. Sorry, were you just hitting on my ex-boyfriend?
No, just having some me time. In my locker, he approached me.
Oh, totally, I agree. That could never happen.
She turns back to Wesley.
I know you miss me.
She walks away.
It's a healthy thing you've got going.
Later, B.
He walks away down the hall. Outside a suburban home.
B, it's a party. You should wear something cute. Here, lots of options for you. How about this?
A sheer tank top.
Pretty. What the hell is this, underwear?
Oh, it's a camisole.
No, not for you?
Okay. How about this? It's a little darker, kind of sexy.
Bianca screws up her face.
Fine. Although I did hear Toby's going to be at the party tonight.
Oh, like that would matter. I mean, it's not like she's going to say anything to him.
Excuse me. I might. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll, you know.
She picks up the darker top.
Yeah, on second thought, I think I'm just going to stick with the old lucky party shirt. Wait for it.
Bianca, don't do it.
Eh? A t-shirt.
Says it on there.
No.
Mm-mm. And, you know, maybe.
No.
I'll even round it out with old trusty.
Not the flannel.
It's nice muted tones.
No. That is not a good look. This.
Pantsuit.
Is a good look.
And that's my mom. 3 years ago, my dad left her, and she did not handle it well.
Bianca's mom, Dottie, drinks wine and drives a ride-on mower over men's clothing.
But one night, divine inspiration struck.
You can expect to go through 5 stages. The first is denial.
No way, because I'm not dying.
Second is anger.
Are you little...
After that comes fear.
What's after fear? What's after fear?
Bargaining.
Doc, you gotta get me out of this. I'll make it worth your while.
Finally, acceptance.
Well, we all gotta go jump time.
Mr. Simpson.
And just like that, she became Dottie Piper, local celebrity to the 40 and over self-help crowd. All-around rock star and occasional mom.
At a seminar, the 5 stages of grief.
Let me tell you something. I was in the depression stage about my ex, but I combined my ex with depression, and I got expression.
If you girls want to really knock the boys out, you should project boldness with a power pantsuit combo.
I'm gonna look like Hillary Clinton, Ma.
I know, right? Okay, kids, enjoy your party. I love you. I have another seminar to prep for.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Make that booty pop.
Evening. Teenagers walk up a driveway to a large house. Inside, they dance and talk, holding red cups. Madison carries a tray of Jello shots. She crosses to 2 girls.
Caitlin, can you make sure you get a shot at the desserts?
Yeah.
Jess, hair's looking good.
Oh, she needs a blowout.
Here, Kelly, take the blue ones. They're sugar-free, and I know you're trying to watch that kind of thing.
Kelly, a tall blonde, gapes after her. Madison surveys the room and spots Wesley playing beer pong by the pool. He pumps his fist.
You've got to be kidding me.
She puts the tray down. Outside, dancers grind on each other and thrust their cups in the air. Madison strides out.
Wesley!
No!
Caitlin joins her.
Hey.
Madison gestures to Caitlin.
Really? With this, does she have to film everything?
Wesley, I'm what's known as pre-famous. My life is an audition for reality TV, so yeah, I need to chronicle everything. Caitlin, that was a good take for me. Make sure you get a wide shot, too.
Hey, Caitlin, take 5. Thanks.
Ew.
Caitlin frowns and leaves. Madison scowls.
This is why we are not dating, okay? Because you, my friend, are a juvenile dipshit. I could be dating college guys,
yeah,
or famous people, or 30-year-olds.
That sounds like an awesome episode of Dateline. Enjoy those saggy balls.
Fine, I will. Ugh.
Jess and Casey dance out into a pocket of space. Bianca stands behind them, looking around.
Guys, I don't see Toby. I don't know where Toby is.
Come here. Do
you think he didn't come?
Potty pooper.
No, no, guys, I don't dance.
Come on, B.
No.
Wesley glances at them as he passes.
Come on.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey.
Ooh, look at those moves. Woo!
Oh, man, all this dancing made me so thirsty. I'm gonna get a drink.
She bops her hips as she walks away. Jess turns to Casey. They dance. In the kitchen, Bianca reaches over a table for an orange segment. She spots Toby outside the window. He plays for a group. Bianca wipes her mouth and gazes at him. Wesley.
Hey, Billy!
Nope, just Bianca.
Jesus.
Looking very handsome tonight.
Why, thank you. Having fun at the party?
Yeah, actually, your girls are looking incredible out there. Have they asked about me?
When I told them that you were here, their eyes filled with this, like, sparkle, you know, with, like, childlike wonder. And then they just started dancing together. It was kind of beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Did they do other things together that I might be able to join in on or just watch? I'm kidding. Not kidding at all. Tell me everything.
Yeah, it's actually not my job to give you pervy intel on my best friends, but thanks.
Well, I mean, it kind of is, though. People ask you questions about them, right? Because that's your job as their duh.
Bianca's brow creases.
Sorry, as their what?
Duff.
D-U-F-F. Designated ugly fat friend.
He pours drinks. Bianca gapes.
What did you just say to me?
It's not like a big deal, okay? I mean, like, every group of friends has one. You know, the one who doesn't look as good, thus making their friends look better. The one who's approachable and easy to talk to because no one's trying to get in their pants. And if you don't know who it is, chances are it's you. Say when. Say when.
Bianca's eyes bulge.
Okay. Look, I didn't mean it like that, all right? The Duff doesn't always have to be some heinous beast, all right? Take a look at Robin.
A smiling blonde.
Robin's, like, super cute.
Okay, but her friends are super hot.
Oh, God, that is such a guy thing to say.
Guys can be Duffs, too. Okay, you know my boy AJ, freshman on the football team?
We're in chemistry together.
Right now, he's doing the second most important job a Duff can do, acting as, like, the gatekeeper to their better-looking friends. He's the guy with the info people go to before they make their move. Watch, watch.
Is it true Wes is single?
sure is, yeah.
Got it. Thanks, AJ. You're
sweet. The girl kisses AJ's cheek and leaves.
Hi.
Hey, Wes.
See? She gets her info. He gets to talk to a hot senior. Even got a little action. And I didn't have to do anything. It's kind of like us right now.
He hands her a cup.
Excuse me. That is not like us right now.
B, on an average day, how many guys ask you questions about Jess and Casey?
She shrugs.
I don't know. It's a fair amount.
Okay. On an average day, how many guys ask you questions about you?
She goes back to speak. Her mouth hangs open.
See? You friended up, okay? Good for you. Good talk. You know what? Get back out there. Have some...
She throws her drink on him.
What the hell was that?
Bianca storms off. Later, in Bianca's bedroom.
Wes.
She pulls on a thick sweater.
It's not even...
Catching her reflection in a mirror... She adjusts her posture. She drops onto the bed and stares out across the lamp-lit room. She opens her laptop. She types Duff into Google and clicks on the Urban Dictionary link. Duff, designated ugly fat friend. Bianca frowns at a page showing political Duffs, Obama and Chris Christie. Tyrannical Duffs, Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman. Furry Duffs, fat and thin pugs. On Google, she clicks on Duff video game. A monster blocks two women.
I am the Duff. Impress me to get to my friend. I am the gatekeeper.
Bianca shuts her laptop.
I'm not the Duff.
She lies back with her arms crossed and brow furrowed. On the landing outside of Bianca's bedroom stands a promotional sign for her mother's The Five Stages of Grief seminar. The word grief illuminates and transforms to Duff. At school, in a science class, Bianca uses forceps to drop a white substance in blue solution. Wesley sneaks over.
Hey, Duffy.
Shouldn't you be working with a partner?
Shouldn't you be working at all?
Lab partner's got
a confused-looking brunette.
Oh, boy. Clearly. Bill Nye over there looks like she's about to drink that acid.
Wesley leans to watch Bianca fill a test tube.
I work alone. Take a hint.
Why are you so grumpy? You know, I should be mad at you. You ruined my favorite shirt.
Bianca pulls off her safety glasses.
You called me fat and ugly, Wesley.
What? No, I didn't. I called you the Duff.
Yeah, excuse me. It's just that stands for designated ugly fat friend, dickface.
You can't take it literally, okay? I mean, the Duff doesn't actually have to be fat or ugly. You know, like Tony Romo, he's a Dallas Cowboy. It's not like he rides a horse, right?
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
I'm just saying, I would never call anyone fat or ugly, okay? That's messed up, but it's the word and it's stuck. It's a catch-all.
Oh, my God. Get out of here before I murder you.
He gets up. She dons the glasses again.
Are you kidding?
I'll murder you.
Okay.
In line at the cafeteria.
B, where the hell did you go?
Home. Wasn't feeling good.
Oh, well, you didn't really miss much.
Yeah, except just making out with Ryan Jensen. The cops busting up the party and, like, everyone TPing Rebecca Cutter's house.
She's right, it was pretty awesome.
Bianca stares off.
Hello? You okay?
Yeah, just get the food.
Hey there, Jess and Casey.
Bianca wags her eyebrows at the lunch lady.
Hey, Elaine.
Hey, you.
Both give fake smiles. Bianca takes a slice of pizza and places it on her tray.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Bianca looks back as she walks away. In the hallway.
It was becoming harder and harder to deny the truth. Without Jess and Casey.
Hey, Jess, Casey.
Hey there,
your principal, Buchanan.
I cease to be.
Flashbacks.
Buenos dias, Jess and Casey.
Girls, party at my place.
Hey, Jess. Hey, Casey.
Holy shit. I was the Duff.
Evening.
Jess and Casey.
Bianca clicks through tagged Facebook photos on her laptop.
Jess and Casey. Why was I Bosley? There were three angels.
An old Halloween photo.
Okay.
You know in Batman when that guy falls into the vat of acid and becomes the Joker? This was my vat of acid moment. My best friends made me the Duff. And that made me angry.
Bianca scowls at the top of the stairs wearing pajama bottoms and Crocs.
The world gave me the gift of invisibility, a license to not give a shit.
You look crazy.
Crazy amazing.
She swaggers away. Dottie gapes after her. Bianca gets in her car. She adjusts her rearview mirror. She looks at her phone, which shows an incoming call from Casey. She tosses it. The maroon sedan swings into the school lot and parks across two spaces. Bianca looks around at other parked cars.
Oh, God. Even my car's a Duff.
She huffs and turns away. In a study room.
I couldn't even look at Jess and Casey. They made me so mad. Our entire friendship was a sham, and everyone knew but me.
Hey, B, will you take a look at my fashion piece? I need a layman's opinion.
You're aware I'm a woman, right?
What? Oh, no, layman, it's just a phrase. I just mean you're not a fashion expert.
Oh, so I have bad style?
Casey turns.
Whoa, someone's in a mood. Lighten up.
Lighten up? Because I'm so heavy.
Is there a problem?
Outside.
Jess and Casey follow her into the library.
How could you guys not tell me this whole time that I was your Duff?
Or what?
Your designated ugly fat friend. Yeah. Yeah. Wesley told me everything.
He can't even spell. That's actually pretty creative for Wes.
Since when do you care what Wesley Rush says? He says crazy stuff all the time.
Because it makes sense. I mean, why else would two super hot, popular girls want to be friends with somebody like me, okay? It's because you're using me to make yourselves look better.
Okay, just because you think one of us is better looking than you doesn't mean...
Oh, my God! There it is! There it is! You know what? No. I'm glad you said that, because it makes what I'm about to do a whole lot easier.
Bianca types on her phone.
Yeah, go ahead and check them.
She puckers her lips and nods.
Did you just unfriend me?
You bet your ass I did.
Well, fine. Then I am taking you off of Instagram.
Well, hallelujah, okay? I don't have to look at pictures of your artisanal cappuccinos every morning.
How dare you? You love those foam faces. They're foamtastic.
Shh. We're going through something over here. Guess what else? Unfollowed y'all on Twitter.
Oh, perfect. No more of Bianca's almost ironic tweets for the day.
Oh, that's rich. Coming from this guy who's RTing them all day long.
They're pity RTs.
Bianca's mouth falls open.
You know what? I'm taking you off of my We Heart It and my Vine feed.
Oh, great, because I don't like your loops, okay? Oh. And you know what else? I'm blocking your ass on Tumblr. And you? You're off my Snapchat.
Well, fine.
Fine. Fine.
Fine.
Fine. I'm a free woman!
She pushes between them and walks away.
And don't you dare be creeping on my Pinterest, whores! I'm so sorry, Susan. I'll see you tomorrow.
Jess flaps her arms. In the cafeteria.
Wes had made me see the school differently, and I wasn't happy about it.
Bianca sits alone and scans the room. An arrow points to a morose goth Duff, then a glee Duff at the back of the group.
It didn't matter what group you were in, it was unavoidable. Even if you weren't in a group, like creepy Carrie Raskowitz.
I'm my own best friend.
Self-Duff. An arrow points to a third wheel.
Did any of these people know where they stood in the social hierarchy?
An arrow points to a teacher Duff. Bianca looks upward. An arrow points down at her. She storms off. Outside, in the quad, Bianca walks alone.
Cool socks.
Toby.
Really dig them.
Bianca fidgets and stares blankly at him.
I want to make out with your face.
Good. Because my face wants you to make out with it.
They make out passionately. Toby frowns at the staring Bianca.
Socks? They...
She walks past him. He turns and smirks. In science class.
I never knew why I couldn't talk to Toby. Now I did. Because, like everyone else in school, he knew what I was. And subconsciously, I knew it too. It was all so easy for Wes.
Look, I'm no wine expert, but I'm pretty sure you mix red and white, you get rosé.
He could talk to anyone.
Wesley, back to work.
Wesley drops his pen. Bianca packs up. Wesley's partner stands. The teacher, Mr. Fillmore, crosses to Wesley.
Take a seat, Mr. Rush. That's your third F. I don't know what's going on with you. But the principal and I talked, and we decided until you get your grades up, you're suspended from the team.
Well, can't we talk to Coach Grant about it?
Yeah, Coach Grant agrees with my decision.
Okay. Look, I can't lose my scholarship. It's the only way I can get into college.
I wish you would have thought of that before.
Mr. Fillmore flashes him a stern look and walks away. Bianca stands rigidly. Wesley makes for the door. Bianca picks up her bag, then stops. At football practice.
You want me to what?
I don't want to be anybody's duff anymore, okay? I want to be my own person. I'm tired of being the approachable one. I want to be the dateable one.
You asking me for dating advice? Today, of all days, are you kidding me?
Bianca jogs after him.
Look, I have a crush on this boy. His name's Toby Tucker. Maybe you've heard of him. Well, I can't seem to talk to him without making a total ass of myself, okay? And you never seem to have this problem.
Don't you hate me?
I'm glad you asked. Yes, I do. But only because you're a dipshit and a man whore. But you're the only one in this whole school who told me what was actually going on. So you're an honest dipshit, and that's what counts.
Thanks.
Can we just cool off for a second? Okay, here's my offer. I will make sure you pass science if you help me with this.
They stand facing each other on the athletic track.
I mean, you got the easy part. You can pass science in your sleep. I have to reverse duff you. Are you wearing pajamas?
Oh, my God. You know, I get it, Wesley, okay? I'm disgusting. I'm a swamp thing. I'm a regular Bela Lugosi.
Who?
I can't even believe I thought that I could ask you something like this. Just forget it. You know, have fun playing intramural Wii golf this season, dickface.
Okay. Come here.
Wesley glances around.
I'm an idiot. And idiots don't exactly give great advice.
Bianca shrugs.
Well, look at it this way. It's not like you could make me any more awkward, right?
That's true.
She tilts her head and squints at him.
See? Idiot.
So you'll do it?
Yeah.
Yes.
On one condition. You gotta ask me in monster voice.
Wesley, monster voice?
Yeah.
From when we were little?
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't remember it.
Sure?
Yes, I couldn't even... Whoa!
She ushers him back. Wesley suppresses a grin.
Bianca, need Wesley help. Please, Wesley, help Bianca.
There you go.
It's not bad, you still got it.
So easily amused. We got a deal?
Yeah.
She goes to shake.
I was just going low, that's all. Yes. Okay. All right, so... You have to pass the chemistry midterm, okay? So we'll focus on that first.
Yeah.
And where do we start with me?
He looks down at her clothes and spreads his hands.
The mall. Noon. Saturday.
All right. Cool. Will there be a lot of walking, though? Because I'll wear my shape-ups. Having some... Text me!
I was nervous, relying on the school Neanderthal, but what was the worst he could do? Are you kidding me with this?
A thong.
I'm not.
Wes, if I wanted to go shopping and talk about girly stuff, I could have done that with Jess and Casey. I need you to give me real talk.
Real talk? You got a uniboob, your posture sucks, and your clothes fit weird because you wear the wrong size bra. Boom. Real talk. I watch a lot of Project Runway. What's up?
Step one. First impressions matter, so take some pride in your appearance. Ladies, this is Bianca. Take good care of her. I'm gonna get the hell out of this section.
Yes, no, don't go.
Ah, uniboobin. See, Johnny Boob.
Wesley examines women's clothing as Bianca approaches in a tank top.
What do you think?
Hey, look at those. You. You look great.
Thanks. That's enough.
Well, I know my boobs.
Okay. Can we leave?
Definitely not. We've got the whole place. We are just getting started. Step two, time to show the world who you are. The truth is, I don't know who you are from your clothes. Okay, you need to start dressing more like you and less like Wreck-It Ralph.
Fine.
Dressing rooms are back there, and maybe try on a new attitude while you're at it.
He stuffs a pile of clothes into her arms.
Get in there.
Can we please just make this quick?
Madison's friend Caitlin spots them. Bianca enters a fitting room. She reappears in a Hawaiian-themed outfit.
Okay, next.
A dowdy sun hat.
Try to keep it in your pants.
Next.
A clashy floral corset.
Nope.
This one might be my favorite yet.
A tube top.
It's not that bad. Okay, perfect. Hold that pose.
Are you filming me?
Game tape for review. This is what you look like when you're not overthinking things. Actually having some fun.
If anybody ever sees this, I'll rip your nutsack off. I'll rip it right off.
Okay.
Rip it.
Super aggressive. Look, if this is gonna work, you gotta lighten up, and you're gonna have to trust me.
She sucks in her cheeks.
All right. It's go time.
She tosses him a cap.
Let's here we go. Give it to me, baby. Yeah. Rub the belly.
Bianca dances in garish outfits. Caitlin pops out and films.
Okay, dancing makes it worse.
Bianca thrusts her tongue out. She presses her boobs together.
Wow. No, still worse.
She twerks in patterned hot pants.
Yeah. Are you twerking?
She reclines coquettishly in heels.
Woo! Oh.
Bianca runs a finger up her leg. Caitlin mouths, oh my god.
This is just getting weird now.
She flings a t-shirt.
Look out! Okay. It's a little weird now.
Woo! Push-ups.
Woo! Okay, I think we're good. You're...
Actually,
you're...
I've been meaning to talk to you, Toby. I'm really, really into you.
Don't tell me.
A mannequin.
Tell Toby.
Toby Tucker, I didn't know you were here.
I have feelings for you.
Look at me, Toby. Don't look at me. Look at me. Whoops. Toby, you're a little excited, aren't you? Toby, that is unbelievably inappropriate.
Caitlin films.
But it doesn't feel bad.
Okay.
I need to talk to you. Toby, why so bad? Toby!
I'm gonna change. We should go.
Madison walks by the food court. She checks her phone. A message from Caitlin reads, Wes and Bianca? Madison's mouth slowly opens.
What the shit? You're messing with the wrong girl.
Looks like the lessons are off to a real great start there, Coachy.
Oh, did you have fun in here?
No.
No? You sure about that?
Oh, God, please. Make it go away. It's very bad.
Step three, okay? Smile more. Really cute when you're having fun. So we are off to a great start. Smart ass.
He walks out of the store. Bianca's eye catches a mannequin wearing a sleek black dress. She approaches it and inspects the material.
Try it on.
You know, I'm really tired. I think we should just take a break.
Okay.
In the food court.
All right, what are you really looking to get out of your boy Tony?
Toby.
Duba, you want to blow his horn? Put your hand on his instrument, a little meow, meow, meow. Ugh. Was that a little laugh? There was a little laugh in there.
No,
you laughed. You did laugh a little bit.
I had a small stroke.
Yeah, like a midget jerking it.
He demonstrates on a chicken bone.
You get it? Because he's small? That was... Okay, fine. Talking to Toby scares you, right? The only way to get over it is to face it right here. Right now. See sweater guy over there? I want you to walk over and get his phone number.
She shakes her head.
No.
Be totally gangster about it, okay? Just say, hey,
I could tell from across the room we might be into each other. Now that I'm here, I know it. Your move.
Have you met me?
Okay.
I couldn't get through three words of that.
All right. Walk over and say, hey there.
Hey there.
Hop up. Get up. All right. Deep breath. Shoulders back. Lick your lips a little bit. Don't worry about the lips. Go. Strut your stuff. Like a peacock.
She tilts her head awkwardly and walks over. The guy who wears glasses looks at his phone while eating a hot dog. Bianca saunters up and leans on his table.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Is that a wiener in your mouth, or are you just happy to see me?
No. It's a bratwurst.
Oh, yeah. No, but is there a place to get a hot dog here in this mall, or?
Yeah.
He gestures to the hot dog counter directly behind him.
Oh. Hey-o.
Right? Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
He looks back at his phone. Wesley signs, phone.
Did you want to go out with me, though?
Out where?
To, dates? To a date? On a date? To a date?
No.
No. Okay.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
Oh.
Where are the cameras?
Oh, of course.
This is a YouTube video, right?
It's a joke.
Is it a YouTube video?
I don't want to go out with this guy, right?
Oh,
no.
Man, you're so good.
Thank you so much.
I just totally believable.
Great, thank you.
How many hits did this get?
A lot of hits.
Wow.
I'm taking a lot of hits today. All right, see you later.
Cool.
Okay.
Where can I find it online?
Yep, bye.
Man, so many unanswered questions.
Really good. Thank you so much for that, Teach. That was an awesome lesson.
It was...
I'm humiliated.
Okay, look, it was just the tryouts, all right? We're sizing up your strengths and weaknesses.
And?
And you're horrible. I hope you like cats. Kidding. Next mission is to talk to 15 guys. Yeah, 15 guys without completely falling apart, okay? Step 5, take a few hits.
Bianca wrings her hands together as she paces the mall. She slows near a guy.
Nope. Okay. How hard could it be? Just do it.
She turns to a boy looking at a window display.
Excuse me. I can't do this.
On the escalator.
Hey, I see you have a reusable bag. Here, I'll listen. Hey, is this seat taken?
A guy points to his phone.
Back
on the escalator.
We have to stop meeting like this. You're always going up. The best part about it is it's glass. Sure, it's cumbersome to carry around, but you know, I don't want to have breast cancer because I'm drinking out of plastic water bottles my whole life. You know, it's not really worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like in Japan, you have to go. Okay.
Bianca slumps with her head in her hands. A guy in an apron sits opposite her.
Long day, huh?
She looks up at him.
Too long.
Just get off work.
Kind of. Do you work here too?
Oh, I'm at the yogurt place. I'm a toppings consultant.
Oh my god. I didn't even know they had those. I've actually been making a lot of poor choices with my toppings lately.
Oh, have you? Mm-hmm. Well, I got a card I can give you. I'm Alan.
Hey, Bianca.
Nice to meet you, Bianca.
Nice to meet you. All right, so what's the number one mistake that people make when it comes to toppings?
Ooh, good question. Granola.
Granola?
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Wesley reclines on a massage chair with his eyes closed.
Wes, I did it. I just got that guy's number.
That a girl?
I know. I deserve a little treat. I'm telling you, I'd really lost hope around guy 17, you know? Then came guy 21. Couldn't shut him up.
Easy.
Real chatty Kathy.
Easy. Mm. All right, don't get cocky. Today was only day one.
Still felt pretty good, so thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, well, you held up your end of the bargain, so I guess I will hold up mine. Here are my chemistry notes, okay? Live by this, and you shall pass the midterm.
Yeah. Enthalpy, entropy, poly-exclusion principle.
Wesley?
Madison and Caitlin appear.
Can we run?
She's coming over.
Oh, my God. What a coincidence it is seeing you here.
Hey.
So, you two, huh?
We're not here together. We just bumped into each other here.
Yeah. No, obviously. I wouldn't want to be...
I couldn't possibly care less. Caitlin, can you make sure you get a shot of them together, please?
Yep.
That's what sucking at life looks like.
Madison does a sad face, then smirks and struts away. Bianca shifts between expressions. Wesley stares at Madison.
I'm gonna get started.
I'm late for an event.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna...
He hurries off.
Mine is this way, though.
At Bianca's house. Dottie stands in the dining room, taking selfies.
What are you doing?
Oh, you caught me. I'm uploading pictures to my profile. Just hang on a sec, they're still loading.
Sorry, your profile for what?
A dating site. I signed up for all of them. Match, eHarmony, Christian Mingle, J-Date.
J-Date? You're not Jewish.
I know, that just makes me more exotic on the site.
Note to self.
Okay, here we go. Here's my profile pic. Tell me what you think. Be brutal.
Okay. Oh, you're gonna use the book picture?
Oh, is it too formal?
It is a little...
Well, it's either that or all the duck head poses people do on here.
She pouts exaggeratedly.
Oh, no, no. Dear God, it's duck face and stop that forever.
All right. I'm just trying to get more of these thingies, these flirties.
This is a tough conversation for me. Let's focus on the picture. Here we go.
Oh, look, arm fold, head tilt. That's a classic.
I think we could find something better. Let's see. Oh, yeah, what about this one? This is a good one.
Aww.
A family photo.
That was Florida. Seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, he looks so relaxed and happy.
Oh, I was.
There you go.
Thank you.
This girl's gonna have the flirties rolling in.
Well, we'll see. This is all so new for me.
Well, it seems like we're both trying new things then.
What I'm talking about is a good old-fashioned crush on a boy.
Oh.
Yeah. His name's Toby.
Toby.
Yeah, I was kind of having trouble getting him to notice me, so I've brought on a sensei. Wesley Rush.
Wesley Rush from next door?
Okay.
Honey, why don't you just go to Jess and Casey? You always trust their advice.
I just thought I'd branch out.
Hey.
Actually, I mean, what had happened was I was at
is
a party.
Is this sensei thing your idea?
Yeah, but I...
Good! I like it. That means you're being mentally tough and making decisions. That's what half of my last book was about. Mm. When you become proactive, your problems become subtractive, and then good things are bound to happen.
Wow, okay. Little of the old proactive, subtractive. Got it. I'll remember that if you remember no more duck face.
No duck head.
Duck face.
Oh, I got a flirty. Mazel tov, Dottie.
Students mill around the Malloy High School sign. Bianca climbs stairs to a hallway and stops short. Jess and Casey turn to look at Bianca.
Despite missing my ex-best friends, my mom was right.
Bianca turns.
I could sense that good things were about to happen.
Come on. Casey pulls Jess away.
It's been 2 weeks. This is crazy.
I know.
Bianca pulls her phone from her back pocket. Her brow creases. A video with handwritten captions.
Toby Tucker.
Duff Love.
I've loved you for a long time.
Mr. Tucker.
Wes.
Oh, my God. Big, fat ass.
Wide load. Cellulite. Leg flab.
Ew. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
At least it only has 6 views.
In the video, Bianca smooshes her cheeks with her palms. She makes out with a mannequin head.
Toby, don't stop.
Don't stop.
I want to be your wife.
Toby stalker alert.
When we look together, the most beautiful couple.
Oh my God.
Is that Bianca Piper?
Yep. Oh my God, that is so horrible. I would hate it if that was me and people saw this. I should totally forward this.
Me too. Viral?
Viral.
She hits share. The view count climbs as more students pull out their phones. 200 views. 300 views. The views climb rapidly as the video is shared down the hallway and throughout the school. A tapestry of scenes from around the school becomes Bianca's concerned face. Views, 21,253. The video shows Bianca as a pig. Students stop to snap photos of her. She stands alone at the end of the hallway. She walks, then breaks into a run. Students point their fingers at Bianca as she rushes by. Madison holds her hand out, and Caitlin slaps it. They smirk and walk away. In the bathroom, Bianca pushes into a stall. She sits on the toilet and cries.
Did you read the comments in that video?
Yeah.
It says, that mannequin just made out with a five.
Oh my God, he called her a five.
Bianca Piper's ass means the terrorists have won.
Ouch. I feel bad for Toby. Flash mob hump session on Toby at 3:30.
He's gotta be so embarrassed, dude.
His senior year is going to suck.
Bianca shuts her eyes. Jess and Casey watch Bianca licking a mirror.
Ugh, they do not clean those mirrors. Oh,
that is awful.
Whatever. Listen, she's the one that ended things with us, Jess.
Just make that go away. Casey, shut the site down. Now.
Okay, fine.
Casey pulls up coding software.
You know Bianca well. Do you think she put this up to get attention?
Principal Buchanan stands behind Mr. Arthur.
Not likely.
Don't we just look so cute together?
A message pops up. This video is unavailable.
Problem solved.
Solved my ass. This school, this entire school is filled with cyberbullies. Do you know what that means? That means retaliation videos, comments, likes, tweets, memes, and whatever the hell else they do to each other nowadays. It's like a prison yard out there.
Look, don't you think you're overreacting just a little bit?
Have you not seen Dateline? Catfish? Pretty Little Liars?
What?
Nothing.
Look, having had experience in this area, I think we gotta deal with this in a way that's private and sensitive.
Yes, yes. We do not negotiate with terrorists.
That is the opposite of what I just said.
Attention students, the halls of our prestigious institution have been compromised by the stench of cyberbullying. It is the stench of ones and zeros, an electronic hardware probably manufactured somewhere in China.
A student yawns.
But these YOLO terrorists will not be tolerated. Molloy High will now be put under internet martial law.
That's right.
Each student will be required to turn in their phone to their teachers and retrieve at the end of the day until we have gotten to the bottom of this.
No more phone. Oh, can you hear me now, jerks?
There will be no Vine, no Flickr,
no Tumblr,
no Tinder, no Facebook, no Hulu.
Just say no internet, dude.
No,
we get it.
No WhatsApp, no Instagram, no Pinterest, no Wiki, anything.
That is all.
Fight on, Blue Devils. Oh, and remember, it gets better.
What? You heard him. Drop him in the box. You can pick him up after school, maybe. God, I've waited a long time for this. All of them, Robert.
Robert reaches into another pocket.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
He reaches into his backpack.
Thank you.
Mr. Fillmore frowns and stops walking.
What's that buzzing I hear?
Robert hikes up his pant leg and retrieves a phone from his sock.
Dick. That's gross.
Mr. Fillmore turns to Madison.
Oh, I don't think he meant me too.
Hit send, drop. When I went to high school in the 90s, we didn't have emoticons, we had actual facial expressions. Look into it.
In the hallway.
What's up, narc?
Not only was I the school's most famous duff, I was now the least liked person in it.
Thanks for destroying my life, Bianca.
I just thought of something funny, and now nobody's gonna know. Hope you're happy.
These are useless.
Earphones.
It could not have gotten worse.
Bianca slows as she spots someone.
Oh, wait.
Toby.
Of course it could.
Toby collects books from his locker, smiles resignedly, and walks away. Bianca shifts her jaw. Her gaze fixes straight ahead. She marches off. Principal Buchanan straightens. Boxes full of phones surround his desk.
I like big, but I cannot lie. You other than a
in the cafeteria.
Yep, Matt, my last cup. Boom.
You happy now?
Wesley looks up.
Is this one of your lessons?
Hey, dummy humper, I found your new boyfriend in health class. This is Toby, too. What do you think?
A CPR dummy.
Oh, Toby. Oh, just give it to me, Toby, a little bit. Oh, oh, it's a little pinch right there. Just, oh, he's dirty. Oh, he's going to town on me, Toby. Oh, Toby,
are you gonna
you're
do
just
anything?
My special little Toby, aren't you? I can take you home with me. My man back. Oh,
boobs look good, new bra.
She flips a tray onto his lap.
Thanks a lot.
Wesley looks down.
Peaches and pears. Can I have some peaches and pears?
At Bianca's house, she sits propped up in bed, hugging a pillow with an embroidered heart. Behind her, the wall is covered with horror movie posters.
Hey, Bianca. Wesley.
Hey. Look, I wanted to say that...
Bianca punches Wesley in the face.
Can I come in?
Jaw clenched, she holds her fist.
Mm-hmm.
Wesley follows her inside.
I deserved that. Here.
He hands her frozen peas.
I promise, I didn't send the video, okay? I overheard Madison bragging about it to her friends. I mean, the angles weren't even from where I was sitting.
Bianca looks at him. Then her gaze drifts downward.
Why is your hand messed up?
Well, you're not the only one running around punching people today.
No one else sees that video. Tell everyone.
I don't know that many people.
Well, make some more friends and tell them.
What?
Bianca's mouth curves downward.
Mm-hmm.
She holds out the peas.
Thanks.
Never had anybody go on a punching spree for me before.
Well, don't get used to it. Now there's rumors going around I'm on roids.
Aren't you?
Oh, irregardless.
Not a word.
Well, irregardless of that.
He goes to his bag.
A little peace offering.
Oh my God, Wes, the dress?
Yeah.
You didn't have to do this.
I never should have called you the Duff, okay? That was stupid. We good?
We're good, thank you. You know what's not good is I saw Toby today. Could barely look at me. I think I'm just gonna write him a really long letter, just apologizing profusely, and you know, maybe send him an edible arrangement.
Stop. Edible arrangement? Look, you don't have to apologize for anything, okay? Step six.
Let's let the steps go.
Step six. Just own it. Grow some balls. Tell him you know the video sucks, but you're into him and to deal with it. And if he's still weird, he's a jackass. Sometimes it's that simple. Now, I'm off to study Hess's law and how it relates to enthalpic chemical change.
Who are you and what have you done with Wes?
Or maybe I'll just Google celeb nip slips. Curtains open.
There he is.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bianca unfolds the black dress and smiles. At school, a teacher carries a box.
Here are your phones. Yeah.
Students grab their phones from the pile.
Yeah.
One kisses his. Hands in pockets, Bianca walks out into the hallway. She spots Toby pinning a note on an information board. Screaming Violas live Saturday night.
Hey there.
Hey, Bianca.
Got a second to talk to a fan?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
I'm assuming you've seen the video.
Yeah.
It's true. I am into you. And so I thought I should just be straightforward and tell you to your face.
Wow. I'm flattered and impressed. Not a lot of people would have the balls to say all that.
Well, that's my whole thing. Big old balls.
Right. You know, I think this is the first time that you and I have ever really talked. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is.
All right, well.
Okay, well, yeah. I'll see you around.
Okay.
All
right. Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. We said the same. Bye-bye.
She turns and spots Jess and Casey.
Oh, shit.
Bianca spins back toward Toby.
We should hang out sometime.
Yeah, I'd like that. How's this Friday?
This Friday is gonna be fine for me. It's good.
Cool. Meet at my house? 7 o'clock?
Yes, 7 is good.
All right.
See you.
Bye.
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 Bianca beams and fidgets. She thrusts out her arms. Fireworks erupt around her. Doves fly. She throws her head back theatrically and bites her bottom lip. In the male locker room.
Wes?
Hey, whoa.
Are you embarrassed? Now you know how it feels.
Whoa,
Wes?
Whoa, Bianca, what the hell is this?
Kind of looks like a penis, but only smaller. Wes?
Wesley turns in black boxers.
Wow, boys' locker room. Nice.
Oh, I need to talk to you about something, so...
What?
He buttons his pants.
You have a question?
Yeah.
He flexes his pecs.
Don't do that.
Question? You do.
Stop.
You don't.
Come on, please. It's important.
What do you want?
Let's go.
Okay.
In a kit room.
So you asked him out?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's the problem?
If you must know, I've never... been on an actual date before.
Arms folded, he stares at her.
Okay. Okay, sit down. We got this. Come here. All right.
He writes on a chalkboard, the date, and underlines it.
Step 7, the date, okay? We need a plan. You think a football team runs on the field without a strategy? Exactly. No, of course they don't.
No, of course they don't.
You want this date to end with you guys making out, you need to think ahead. So, give me the vibe of the restaurant you're going for.
Okay, I'm thinking something kind of trendy, you know, kind of hipster, maybe unique.
Done. Dave and Buster's.
Eh? A place with a metal claw game?
You bet your ass. Okay, you, Toby, let's get started. Worst scenario is if you get seated at a table right across from each other. And no one's making out if they're 3 feet apart. Simple geology. You need a booth, okay? It's better for flirting, not so accidental touching, making out. Game on.
Wow. I had no idea guys like you even thought about this kind of stuff.
Well, that's because you're racist against jocks. You're a jocksist.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, so how do you set the tone at dinner? Lighting matters, okay? The darker the booth, the better.
Lighting, dark booth. Got it, what's next?
Body language. Is he leaning in? Is he sitting close?
I don't know, the way...
And then it's all about interaction. Is he trying to impress you? Does he say complimentary things to you? If yes, chances are he's gonna make his move.
Lions form a penis.
Touchdown!
Wes!
I always wanted to do that at coach's board. It's big because it's on a chalkboard. We gotta go. Come on, let's go.
In the hallway.
Hey, Duff Queen, wanna show me some of them moves?
Bianca scowls and turns back to her locker.
Bianca?
Yes, the video was hysterical. Eat a dick.
Thanks. Just had a bagel though, so I'm full.
Mr. Arthur, I'm really sorry.
Nah, don't worry about it. Step into my hallway. I don't play favorites, but you're my favorite.
They walk.
You ever heard the phrase, the pen is mightier than the sword?
Yeah, and in this case, a bunch of kids anonymously typing whatever comments they want feels like an atomic bomb. And that's definitely mightier than a sword.
So, make your writing have a positive effect. As in a certain homecoming article does too?
Please, Mr. Arthur, the last thing I want to do is go to a place where everybody hates me and then write about it.
I picked you for a reason. And whatever you write, I'm running it as our lead, so make it count. Inspire us. Remember, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Mr. Arthur opens a classroom door.
Simon! Get your finger out of there!
You're not my father!
Yes, I am your daddy, Simon.
Bianca sighs. Outside Wesley's house, Bianca cuts across a flower bed. She crosses the porch, holding a textbook.
Wesley, will you get the door?
Bianca's gaze lingers on the door glass. She shrinks back.
Wesley, get the door!
Hey, enough!
I got it!
Hey, ready to go get down with some brovalent electrons?
He walks past her across the porch. At Bianca's car.
You want to talk about it?
I'd like to not talk.
Well, I know just the place.
You see why I need that scholarship.
In the woods.
Baby, where the hell are we going?
My special place, you'll see.
Is this where you kill me?
Yes. They're never gonna find you out here.
Aha! A large flat-topped boulder.
I give you? Think rock.
Bianca stands atop it, hands on hips.
Huh?
Wow. What happens here?
Well, it's gonna blow your mind, but sit on the rock. Good, good. And then you think.
She tilts her head at him.
Try.
How'd you find this place?
I used to run up here a lot with Pepper, and she would always make a direct beeline to this rock.
Remember Pepper? How's she doing?
I guess she's okay. When my parents got divorced, my mom wanted custody of me, and my dad wanted custody of the dog.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think that pretty much sums it up right there.
Wesley glances down and shakes his head. Bianca watches him.
Are your... my parents gonna get divorced?
God, I hope so.
She puts an arm around him.
It's okay. But it will be. I promise.
They hold eye contact. Bianca smiles weakly. Wesley leans in and kisses her. He pulls away.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
Oh, no. It's okay.
That was practice.
Sorry, practice.
For step 8, okay, of the plan. That was practice in case you hadn't made out with anyone in a while.
Huh. It's all part of the plan. It's just practice, just a guerrilla-style practice session.
Sneak attack.
Really?
Wesley nods seriously.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Bianca looks forward and rolls her eyes.
Is that what it felt like? That I hadn't made out with anyone in a while or whatever?
Well, I mean, I'm more of a tongue guy myself, but...
You don't say. I think I felt it poking out my butthole so far down my throat.
Are you giving me kissing advice?
Man, I guess I am.
B.
You need it.
That's how people kiss.
In porn, maybe.
What's wrong with porn?
If this was a porn movie, we wouldn't be sitting on a rock having a conversation. You know, you'd be bringing me a pizza or, you know, cleaning my pool.
How old is the porn you're watching? That's not even a thing anymore.
They don't do that. All right, you know what? I'm gonna give you a lesson. It's gonna be free. The first one's always free. All right. This is how girls like to be kissed.
We're doing this.
We're doing this.
He turns. She sits cross-legged.
Close your eyes.
Ready.
Okay. Lean in. Whoa. Go slow, okay? Let the tension build.
He nods.
So much to learn. Okay. Ready?
No.
Okay. Now lean in. Slow.
She licks his cheek.
Oh, no.
That was a good one.
You are a phenomenal kisser.
Thank you. That's how we like it.
What is that?
He shakes his head and smirks.
You feeling a little better?
Yeah, okay, a little bit.
You're welcome. Come on, let's go. We have a date, the periodic chart.
Only periodic chart I know. It's the one that tells me what time of the month to avoid Madison. Hey!
I'm not gonna high-five you on that.
Come on. Science jokes.
Know how they say the hills have eyes? Well, it turns out the shrubs have bitches who videotape everything.
Wearing running clothes and standing behind a tree, Caitlin films them. She jogs away at Bianca's locker.
Hey, B. Madison, how are you?
Do you want to see something hysterical? Hold on. Watch this.
A video of Bianca hitting on guys.
Did you see the way that guy looked at you? This part's the best.
Definitely not.
Wait, just look at your face. Oh, don't worry. It's a working title. You know, I was thinking maybe retail slut or just slut whore. You thought the first video was bad. Boy, this one's gonna destroy you. What do you want from me? Oh, I think it's adorable that Wesley indulged you in a pity makeout. Oh, no, no. I don't even know how you... that wasn't what it looked like. Yeah, no shit, it's not. Because Wesley and I are getting back together. Is Wesley aware of this? He will be made aware. Look, Bianca, I've tried to be nice. Have you? So let me put this a little differently. I don't like people thinking of my ex-boyfriend hitting it with someone like you. The thing you have to understand is what happens in high school is gonna stay with us forever. Most people don't think that, but then again, most people are losers.
Fascinating.
People like me matter here. People like you will never matter. So stop messing it up for those of us who do. See you in math.
Bianca squints, her brow wrinkles.
In the past, her threat alone would have been enough to make me hide under my bed. But I wasn't even trying to hook up with Wesley Rush. I couldn't even imagine it.
I'm horny. For sex.
Oh! Oh, hey. Someone's pool need cleaning?
Huh. Also, I brought pizza. And I like to have sex with girls.
I'm a girl!
They make out awkwardly. Topless Wesley picks up Bianca in a negligee.
Ow!
Okay, maybe I could imagine it, but I had to stay focused on my Toby mission.
Evening, at Bianca's. She stands at a mirror in the black dress.
Date night. I worked up all my courage and tried on the dress Wesley gave me. In my head, I think I was expecting some big reality show reveal.
All right.
But it was just me. Me in a dress.
Ma, I'm off to my big night. Whoa! Look at you.
Wow, look at you.
Look at you, not in a pantsuit.
I know. I have my first internet date. We both like Thai food, are athletically toned and lying about it. Oh, my God. That dress is beautiful on you.
Thanks. Wes gave it to me.
Oh, what are you two doing tonight?
Oh, no. I'm not going out with Wes. I'm going out with Toby. Toby's the guy that I like.
All right, well, that should be fun.
Yeah, I actually kind of feel nervous about it just because I feel like I might say something stupid and I don't really know what...
Hey, stop. Believe, retrieve, achieve. It is a mantra that I teach all of my clients who suffer from performance anxiety. Believe it happened yesterday. Retrieve your confidence. Achieve your goals. Just don't conceive.
Okay. Well, I'm off to do some believing and hopefully achieving. Love you. Have fun.
Unless there was something else.
Nope, I'm good. See ya. Have fun.
Dottie gazes after her and blinks. Outside, Bianca walks down the sidewalk. She spots Wesley sitting on a wall.
Hey, look at you. Studying almost like you were a real student.
Actually, I'm just waiting for strangers to walk by so I can show them this bad boy.
A paper.
Heyo!
Oh, you're not the only bee in my life. Suck it, science.
That is actually incredible. Can't believe it. Congratulations.
Coach says I might get to play some football this year.
What? I'm so proud of you. Good job.
Wow.
Huh? My dress.
Not bad for a duff, am I right? It's my big Toby date night. Off to a nice evening of talking about the finer things in life with a fellow intellectual.
Yes, please.
So, I mean, how do we look? Is this good, Coach? Come on.
You look good.
Good? Oh, that's really a rave review.
I just mean that you look good, but you don't look like you.
What? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
No, tell
me. Okay, you look fantastic. I got my grades up. You got your date. We're good.
Are you sure? You're being weird.
You're being weird, okay? Go.
Okay, I'll tell you how it goes.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
He looks down.
Wish me luck.
Good luck.
He gazes off and turns. Bianca's car drives along a suburban street.
Hey.
Hi.
Come on in. Wow, you really dressed up.
Oh, yes, old thing. So, hey, where do you want to go? Because I actually heard that Dave and Buster's is, like, the cool, hip, new spot.
That's the place with the metal claw game?
Yeah, that's the one. Fun, right?
Well, I do love Dave and Buster's, but I actually took the liberty of making a reservation already.
Hope this is okay. Thought we could eat here tonight. I've been teaching myself how to make sushi online. I just thought it'd be, you know, more personal.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, those are the baked crab rolls. Make yourself at home. That's a Japanese tea, by the way. So enjoy.
Okay. Nightmare. I'd only been trained for Dave and Buster's. What did Wes say? That no one's making out if they're 3 feet apart.
She looks at the table. She drags a chair around to the end of the table, then reaches for the placemat. A mug overturns on a soy sauce dish.
Hey, oh, everything okay?
Oh yeah, no, I was feeling like a draft over when I was here, so I just kind of scooted it on over here.
I can turn off the air.
Oh, okay, whatever. Oh, that's probably a good idea. The vibe, darker the better.
She looks up at the lights. She shuffles to a lamp and fiddles with it. It stays illuminated. She spots switches. Random lights switch on and off.
Hey, Bianca, that's better. Oh, did we blow a fuse?
I guess we did. I was just over here looking at this picture of you in the tiny sweatpants, and it got dark. I don't know. It's crazy.
I'll just flip the breakers and turn all the lights on.
Oh, you're going to turn them all back on. Okay.
She hits one switch.
What?
Oh. Let there be light, right?
Yeah. From the Bible. Cool. That's crazy. What's the crab doing right now?
We'll get him.
Okay. Great. I can't believe you made all this sushi. This is like restaurant quality sushi. Like, look at this. Do you have a special tool for these?
That took a few hours. If it has to do with my hands, I usually pick it up really quickly. That's actually how I got into guitar.
Oh yeah, tell me more about that.
I was a terrible student. And so my mom used to stand outside my room to make sure that I was doing my homework.
A chalk circle appears, leaning in.
Game on.
What?
I said go on with the story, because I'm loving it.
So then I just started writing poems, and those poems became songs. And
that is so cool. I want you to take me on this table right now.
They stand. Toby pushes the sushi platter and dishes off the table. Kissing, they fall back onto it. Toby lies between Bianca's legs. Suddenly, she stops and looks at him.
What's up? Ooh, California roll?
Wesley.
Mm. Ew!
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm just really feeling this sushi. It's really doing something to me.
Yeah, well, thanks. No, like I said, it's the poetry of the chord progression intertwining with the poetry of the lyrics. It's like two people in love.
Yeah, like a midget jerking it. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, funny. Actually, that kind of reminds me of a song that I wrote a few weeks ago. I could play it for you later if you like.
Trying to impress.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally. You know, I've been working on a poem myself. There once was a boy named Toby Tucker. Bianca Piper just wished he
Okay. I think I'm gonna use the bathroom. Where is it?
At the mirror, she slaps her face.
What are you doing to me out there? Wait, you're not into Wesley, are you?
You bet your ass you are!
Woo!
Who's number one in your brain?
No.
This guy.
No.
This guy.
Get
is.
Out.
Yeah!
Get out! Okay. You've gotta pull it together, okay? Toby Tucker is going to play you a song, and you're going to love it. Here we go.
On the stoop.
You okay? A little cold?
I'm a little chilly,
yeah. Oh, hang on.
He looks at her and pulls off his green hoodie. He drapes it over her.
There you go. Better?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks.
She smells it.
So, here's a song, Be Gentle. I'm just still working on it. So.
Okay.
Baby, you set my soul on fire.
don't you know it's true? In everything we do, I just want it to be the two of us.
I don't know exactly how to rhyme that.
Oh, no, it's so good, though.
Thank you. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been working on it for a little bit, so.
Okay, wow.
But enough about me. I mean, how have you been after that video came out?
It's been a little tough. A lot of people saw it. I don't know. To be honest, the saddest part about it is that, I don't know, I kind of got into a fight with my best friends and...
Jess and Casey?
Yes. Jess and Casey, and, I don't know, it's like my fault, pretty much. I kind of want to reach out, but I'm not really sure what I should do about it, and...
You should talk to them. I mean, they seem like really caring, understanding people, so...
Sorry, are you friends with them?
Yeah, Jess is in my drama class, and I have trig with Casey.
Oh, yeah.
You know. I mean, Jess is, like, an amazing actress.
Mm.
And dancer.
Mm.
And dresser.
Okay.
And Casey, she's like this, you know, fiery Ooh. Latina, you know, caliente, you know.
Yeah, she's very spicy, but, you know, I'm not really friends with them right now, so...
He fixes on her gaze and starts to lean in.
Is it intimidating?
What?
Being friends with, and it's rare that I point this out because I do not subscribe to the American ideal of feminine beauty, but such powerful women.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
A friend of mine was wondering, do they have dates to the homecoming dance next weekend?
I tried to keep my composure, but...
She gapes at him.
Are you duffing me?
Excuse me?
You are. This is a duff. You're using me to try to get closer to Jess and Casey because you think that I'm approachable,
okay.
Aren't you?
Okay, look, when you said that we should hang out Friday, I thought you were hinting that they were gonna be here. Like, I thought you were saying that they were into me.
Her mouth opens even further.
I can't even believe this. I can't believe for 5 seconds I thought that...
Bianca.
What?
Can I have my sweatshirt?
Okay. You know what? Here, you can have it. Oh.
She dumps it in a garbage can, then looks down.
Oh, hell no.
She pulls out a carry-out bag.
Mr. Sushi?
The song was mine?
Yeah. I'm not surprised, because it was a piece of shit. And so are you. Have a nice night.
Toby sits on the stoop. He opens his palms.
Hello?
Wes, it's Bianca.
Just kidding. It's my voice now.
Wes, it's Bianca. So it turns out that Toby's been duffing me the whole time. And I've just been thinking about some stuff, and I'd really like to talk to you, okay? Call me back. If you could
know what I was feeling. In the woods, Bianca slowly walks in heels. She checks her phone. She stops, catches Wesley laughing with Madison on Think Rock. Bianca's chest heaves. Wesley and Madison kiss. Tears fill Bianca's eyes. She leaves. She quickly glances back over her shoulder. At Bianca's house, she sits curled up on the couch watching TV. She turns.
Hey, I got your message.
Yeah, forget about it. Just go home.
Look, I'm sorry about Toby. Okay, he's an idiot.
You know, I saw you and Madison.
Okay.
You were at my special place. You know, that's my Think Rock.
You said I could use it.
Not as a Motel 6, Wes.
You were on a date with Toby. Are you seriously mad at me right now? I thought we were friends.
Come on. We're not friends. You know, people like you don't hang out with people like me, you know?
That's just the way it is. Football guys, they date hot chicks, and people like me don't date anybody. I don't know why I thought it could be different.
What are you talking about? B, this isn't you.
Please, Wes, you're embarrassed to be seen with me at school, okay? It's just, this was an experiment, and it worked for you, and it didn't work for me, so let's just forget it, okay?
B.
Please, just go home.
Wesley lingers outside the closed door. He turns with his mouth slightly open. Every night to think of you. In Bianca's bedroom, she pulls up the comforter. She glances out at Wesley's window. Wesley lies in bed. He puts his hands behind his head and stares up at the ceiling. Bianca sighs. Wesley turns off his bedside lamp. The light goes out in his window. Bianca turns and switches off her own lamp. She nestles into the pillow. Fade to black. Morning. Bianca pulls the pillow over her face. She paces and eats chips. She attempts a push-up and flops down. Evening. She opens her laptop.
So what does homecoming mean to me? The word homecoming itself conjures up feelings of warmth and comfort. High school offers me none of that. I know some people will tell you that homecoming is about celebrating, but to the majority of kids in school, it's just another night where you feel pressured to find the perfect date, the perfect outfit, and have the perfect evening.
She opens a box of leftover pizza and types to Mr. Arthur, "The dog ate my article."
Come Monday morning, it's back to reality.
She picks up the laptop and heads out.
I don't know about you, but I'm happy to sit this one out.
From the couch, Bianca sends an email titled, "My homecoming article."
I didn't regret hitting send, but I did regret how I left things with Jess and Casey.
So, all of this because of some word?
It didn't feel like just some word to me. I think deep down I've always known you guys were prettier than me, and I felt like I couldn't talk to you about it because you wouldn't understand what it felt like to be your schlumpy friend.
But you know, you're wrong, because we all have our insecurities. The point is, we're a team. If anything, we're kind of chumps in comparison to you.
Okay, now you went too far. You had me and then you lost me.
No, no, she's right, B. You are by far the smartest one of the three of us. You're loyal, you're funny.
And we can't be Bianca, Jess, and Casey without Bianca.
Thanks.
Jess kisses Bianca's head.
Okay, you know what? Tonight, how about we just ditch our dates and have a girls' night?
Done.
What? No, no way. Guys, it's homecoming. You're definitely going. I can't see Wes or Toby or anyone for that matter. Just let me stay here and lie amongst the pizza a little longer.
Absolutely not.
Mom, you're listening at the door again?
Yes, I was. This is juicy stuff.
Now it all makes sense.
Mom, I've been through all of your stages, okay? I'm already at the fifth and final stage, acceptance.
Honey,
and
forget about the five stages. I've got some real advice for you. We're gonna call it stage 11. Yeah, it's sort of acceptance plus, where you realize who you are, you accept it, and then you turn it up to 11.
Is that supposed to be Robert Pattinson?
No, Spinal Tap. The movie, Spinal Tap. This one goes to 11.
Let's stop.
All right. Honey, you're a weirdo. Fine. Own it. Be the best weirdo you can be. Now, you have spent the last month worrying so much about what other people think about you. How about tonight you just worry about what you think about you? Now, I want you to get cleaned up. I want you to go to that dance and rock that homecoming like my Bianca Piper would. Passion plus action. Oh my God, I'm doing it again.
No, no, it's okay. It's working. You're good at this. And I'm feeling mad inspired. I think I have an idea.
She lays out a red checkered lumberjack shirt and the black dress. She cuts the shirt with scissors while Jess and Casey draft a design on a laptop. In the design, a diagonal hem drops down and a slit appears on the neckline. Jess uses a sewing machine. Bianca hands her segments of the checkered shirt.
There it is. I gotta say, this is some of my best work.
You are very talented.
It's really perfect, Jess.
All right, I just talked with the guys and I told them we're going alone. Oh, yes.
Thanks. So, shall we? Let's do this shit.
Fucking A.
The girls turn.
Mom.
Turn.
At homecoming, students dance in purple light under a chandelier. A multicolored balloon arrangement surrounds the entrance where two students DJ. Mr. Arthur and Mr. Fillmore drink from gold cups.
She looks great. She's pulling it off.
Dude, she's 15 years old, man.
She's a 10. I don't care about 15, she's a 10.
Three pairs of legs and heels strut onto the shiny hallway floor. Couples turn and stare. At the food table.
And then she was all like, bitch, if I wanted your opinion, I'd ask. And I was all like, bitch, if I cared what you thought, I'd ask.
Ugh, my grandma's so annoying.
Wesley, what time is it?
9:15.
Okay, they're announcing King and Queen soon, so Caitlin, I want to go over by the stage and get the very best lighting. I'll be right back.
Wesley, in a suit, looks away. He tosses a mini football up and catches it. He stands alone by the food and scans the room. His eye catches something and his jaw drops. Bianca emerges under the balloon arrangement, flanked by Casey and Jess. The red plaid covers the bodice of the dress, which puffs out in black frills. Wesley gapes. Bianca catches his eye. Jess smiles and glances at her.
You guys, I'll be right back, okay? Awesome dress, Bianca.
Thanks, Robin.
Hey, Bianca, about the other...
She waves Toby away.
Hey.
Hey.
I could tell from across the room that we might be into each other. Now that I'm here, I'm sure you are moved.
Wow.
How was that?
That was not bad.
Should I have gone with wiener in your mouth?
No, definitely not. Wow, you look beautiful.
Thanks. Look, about what I said the other day, of course we're friends, and that's cool. But a guy I know once told me that if you like somebody, you should just be straight up with them and tell them that you're into them. So I guess that's kind of what I'm doing.
Wait, you're into me?
Yeah.
I kind of just got back together with Madison.
Oh. But that's good if you're happy. What the shit?
Wow.
Get out of my way.
Madison approaches with her hands at her hips.
Wow, that is an interesting dress. Who makes that, Build-A-Bear? Since you can't seem to leave my boyfriend alone, I cannot wait to release your video tomorrow. Good. I'm glad you're excited about it. Go right ahead.
Fine, I will.
Plus, Wesley would never leave me for some duff anyway.
Look, Madison.
It's okay. Whew. Madison, you used to make me so upset, but now I just feel bad for you. Yeah, I'm somebody's duff. Guess what? So are you. So is everybody. There's always gonna be somebody prettier, more talented, or richer than you. But it shouldn't affect how you see yourself. You label everybody to try to keep them down, but you end up missing out on all this great stuff around you. You have Wesley, and you treat him like he's stupid, but he isn't. And people don't like him because he's with you. They like him because he's, like, an amazing guy. Look, I like myself. I wouldn't want to be anybody else. And I realize now that none of this matters to me. But it does to you. It's your dream. And I totally support that. Just don't tear me down for not giving a shit about your labels, because in the end, they're meaningless.
What? Whatever you said was meaningless, okay?
You don't even get it. This is not my dream. I don't
need
to.
Okay, Blue Devils.
Oh my God, here it is.
Yeah. Madison pulls Wesley through the crowd.
Okay, Blue Devils. It's time to crown our king and queen.
Wesley turns to look back at Bianca.
Hey, gotta go.
Actually, really good.
This year's homecoming queen is... This one's got me a little nervous. Miss Madison Morgan!
Oh my goodness.
Madison flicks her hair and struts to the stage. Caitlin trails behind, filming.
Congratulations,
man. I knew it was me.
Keep it to yourself.
She receives a bouquet and adjusts her tiara.
Right, and this year's homecoming king is... Drumroll, please.
Wesley looks at Bianca.
Mr. Wesley Rush!
Guys slap his back and pump their fists. Wesley looks at Madison, then back at Bianca, who smiles warmly and claps.
Wesley Rush! Homecoming king, come on up! Wesley! Where's Wesley?
Wesley looks again at Bianca. He smiles. She stops clapping and holds his gaze.
Aren't you gonna go get your crown?
No. I'm gonna get the girl.
He strides toward Bianca and takes her face in his hands. They kiss. Madison and Principal Buchanan gape. Wesley and Bianca sway as they kiss.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Guys slap Wesley on the back as they move through the crowd. Casey turns to Jess.
Damn. It was definitely the dress.
That is really great.
Yeah, he is hot.
In an empty room.
We're here in the newsroom hookup.
You bet we are.
Who are you?
He lifts her onto a bench in front of a computer.
Actually,
what?
I just wanted one more thing.
What?
Just one thing.
They block out all the good sites. So... What are you doing?
I just have to...
No. If you're doing homework, I'm going to kill myself.
It's just one quick thing. It's for my article.
She types in a document.
What does homecoming mean to me? If you asked me at the beginning of senior year, I would have told you absolutely nothing. But tonight, possibly the greatest night of my life, I have changed my tune. You know that one moment in high school that changes everything?
Okay, I think I can probably finish this later.
It all started senior year, about a month before homecoming. I was cruising the halls with my two best friends.
Hands grab copies of The Pitchfork. The headline reads, Tales of a High School Duff, on a tablet.
Wow, she's awesome.
Yeah, she is. I should forward this.
Viral?
Viral.
I'm a duff. I am a duff.
Yep, that's me.
I'm a duff.
In a classroom.
I'm a duff.
Every student reads The Pitchfork.
Okay, girl. I know some duffs, too.
Wow. For what it's worth, what you wrote here struck a chord with me as well. I mean, I know you won't believe me, but I was a duff out of my friends.
What? No.
There was no cool name for it, like, the duff. It was, like, the dipshit. Douchebag. A Urkel. Mm. Asian Urkel.
Nerdass.
Okay, you know, didn't need the help. You know?
They look at a computer.
Whoa, look at this. The site has thousands of comments and likes on it.
Look, they're positive this time.
Mr. Arthur was right. Kids started writing to me with their own duff stories, and when I posted those, more kids responded until it just became its own thing.
At home, Bianca writes in a notebook.
Oh, and Wesley? He passed science. He's going to Ohio State in the fall. And since I got into Northwestern, we can visit each other. A lot.
She checks her phone. A message from Wesley reads, look over here. Bianca leans to look out at Wesley's window. He gestures to meet outside.
Hey, neighbor slash boyfriend.
Hi, neighbor slash girlfriend.
They kiss.
You hungry? I'm hungry.
Yeah, I could eat.
Good. Because I was hoping to take you to dinner.
Ooh, how about a little Dave and Buster's? Skee ball, dark boot. Yeah.
Love it when you talk dirty to me.
Maybe we'll accidentally touch knees.
Oh, can I?
Bianca kids West mouth.
Oh, monster voice. Sexy.
In the end, it's not about popularity or even getting the guy. It's about understanding that no matter what label is thrown your way, only you can define yourself. Take it from a Duff.
Wesley's Jeep disappears down a tree-lined street. Typing in a website's login field, directed by Ari Sandell, Bianca smashes a mirror in the clothing store. Screenplay by Josh A. Kagan. Press escape to exit. Based on the book by Cody Keplinger, the cast poses with Cody Keplinger. Produced by MG, Mary Viola, and Susan Cartsonis.
That long one in the middle.
It's called a space bar.
Executive producers Lane Schefter-Bishop, Stephen Bello, and Ted Gidlow.
Hey,
now that's a classic look. You can be on the cover at GQ. Back cover. Just a vest. Okay, MacGyver.
Can we talk about my son one more f***ing time?
Mr. Fillmore dances awkwardly next to Mr. Arthur. In the search bar, CBS Films presents...
El tercer periodo de roto y sangre.
I swear, I'm just feeling the pressure.
Tagged photos of Mae Whitman as Bianca, Robbie Amell as Wesley, Bella Thorne as Madison. The social media pages, Bianca Santos as Casey, Skylar Samuels as Jess. A cursor clicks follow.
This makes it to Tashi. I'm telling you now.
Romany Malco as Principal Buchanan.
Now I know you. Now I know the dream.
Nick Eversman as Toby. A video of Madison punching his arm. Chris Wilde as Mr. Fillmore. With Ken Jeong as Mr. Arthur.
This is a nut.
This is a
not the article I want.
Dad,
but it's the article we need.
And Allison Janney as Dottie.
Hey, Trevor.
Have fun tonight, Trevor. I hate you.
No, you look adorable.
Ish.
I'm not happy!
I haven't been kissed in years.
Mr. Arthur pecks his cheek.
Oh.
They kiss awkwardly.
We're making a movie?
Previous credits, director of photography David Hennings, production designer Aaron Osborne. Editor Wendy Green Brickmont, ACE. Costume designer Eric Damon. Music by Dominic Lewis. Duplicate, don't use. A Wonderland Sound and Vision Vast Entertainment production. Casting by Angela Demo, CSA, and Barbara J. McCarthy. Co-producer Josh A. Kagan. Music supervisor Jonathan Hafter. Credits continue. Audio description created by Zoo Digital. Written by Will Loxley and narrated by Jared Bloom. CBS Films. Reflective silver letters float among clouds. Lionsgate. The sun shines through the letters.